Hello and welcome to this week's installment of John Constantine, Hellblazer Tales. Today we'll be discussing the Saga of the Swamp Thing issue 37, Growth Patterns. My name is Samuel Brees, and let's get to it. With a cover date of June 5th, 1985, this issue of Swamp Thing is written by Alan Moore. Pencils by Rick Veitch. Inks by John Totleman. Cover by Tatjana Wood, Steve Bissett, and John Totleman. The synopsis online from DC Universe Infinite reads, "What does it take to grow a swamp thing? Find out in Growth Patterns. As the being regrows himself one day and leaf at a time, John Constantine makes his comic book debut as Evil Peers into the DC Universe." As the synopsis briefly mentioned, Constantine's first appearance is in this episode. Other first appearances will be from Judith, Benjamin Cox, Emma, and Sister Anne Marie. We don't have any build-up nor really information on who they were before this issue. We are thrown right into Constantine's world. Largely due to this being a Constantine podcast, we did start in issue 37 of Saga of Swamp Thing. Before this, he had an altercation with an evildoer named Nukeface, who actually killed Swamp Thing. Now, when you say kill in comics, you know, it doesn't really mean kill as in real life, because everybody comes back, as you see Swamp Thing do in this issue. See issue 35 for his death, and issue 36 for decomposition. They took an entire issue and essentially had him die throughout the entire issue. It was a very long, drawn-out process. It was a good read. I'm not trying to make it sound like it was boring or anything like that. It's just something we're not going to cover. So without further ado, let's jump right on in. We see Swamp Thing grow over the course of 17 days from what looks like a pistachio nut to just under the full size by the end of the issue. There are a few moments of clarity for him as he goes through this rebirth process. Luckily, he and Abby have a connection that allows him to sense her and for her to sense him from basically wherever they're at. On days 4 and 5, Alec Holland, who is the Swamp Thing, is severely dehydrated and is wilting due to the overexposure of the sunlight. Abby's heart's in the right place, but mind is not, as she waters him instead of the soil around him. For those of you who don't know much about watering plants, this can actually speed up the wilting process and cause them to not get the nutrition they need, since plants get all their nutrition through the roots. She ends up also dousing his ass in insecticide due to seeing an ant on him. Unable to see or speak yet, Swamp Thing could not stop her from doing so, but from that moment forward, he grew a mouth, his eyes, and eventually the rest of them. Even in the end of the issue, though, he is still rooted to the ground, unable to leave his plot of space. John Constantine is seen in the beginning of the issue, talking with several different characters who contain first appearances. Judith is the first. She tells John that she's having nightmares about an upcoming event that is sure to be based in science, such as a black hole or some other kind of catastrophic event. Wanting another opinion, though, Constantine seeks out a stuttering gentleman named Benjamin, who questions if the nightmares are about a little boy with his head twisted around, or some great Cthulhu who sleeps at Relay. Being the first time John has heard of this, he lets Benjamin continue on. He describes a horrid creature who has a timetable of approximately 12 months before he awakens. As per all of his readings and research, after the great Cthulhu arises, there is no further writing. Hopefully his mother's coffee will help them solve this mystery. After talking to the scientific mind and an ancient history buff, and most likely the cigarettes as he lights them, he seeks out one of the ugliest nuns ever brought to a medium platform. Her name is Sister Anne Marie, and she discusses a Cthulhu with him. However, she's quick to dismiss it. She thinks it is the primeval monster, Satan himself. Seriously, though, if you're listening to this and you're not driving, pull up Google and search for Sister Anne Marie. It is the first result, and good luck sleeping at night. After all this clashing information and semi-disturbing news and disturbing people, Constantine goes home, wakes up the next morning with Emma next to the bed drawing a creature previously described by Benjamin on an easel. Though this creature has been referred to as a Cthulhu by Benjamin, the creature is later determined to be an Invenuche in Hellblazer number 1. This is quite a ways away from where we're at, but I just figured you guys would want to know. They have a brief back and forth discussion with Anne-Marie, Benjamin, and Judith, which ultimately leads to him telling Emma that he has to go to Louisiana to find support. Against this, Emma tries to convince him not to leave. Convinced it won't take long before he's back, he leaves anyways. Constantine then makes the trip down to Louisiana, where he is seen creepily sitting and waiting in the back of Abby's car. When she gets into the car, she sees him in the rearview mirror. This is kind of playing out much like a SVU episode, but without the SV. And more blackmail of telling her employers who she's sleeping with unless she takes him to Swamp Thing. This is legitimate blackmail, by the way, because she is still legally married to Matt and not Swamp Thing. It's a complex issue, but see Swamp Thing, you know, issues 1 through 36, and you'll get that full story. She buys by his demands and drives them to the location. Swamp Thing, who is not very eager to hear that Abby has been blackmailed by Constantine, can't really do much because he's still attached to the ground. Knowing this, Constantine lights a cigarette and begins talking about how he knows exactly who and what Alec Holland is and what he can do. He proceeds to give Alec a shred of information about how he can teleport anywhere in the world as long as there's green to be rooted in. Convinced that Constantine truly knows about the extent of himself, Swamp Thing desperately demands he tell him more. Constantine then baits Swamp Thing by stating that he can't just sit around and chat all day long, and if he wants to know more about himself, he's going to have to meet him at Rosewood in a week's time. We then pan back to Judith, Benjamin, Emma, and Sister Anne Marie separately as they go through their own events. Judith freaks out in a bar and is unable to say anything except for mild shrieks. Benjamin appears to have had an allergic reaction and is choking on his own tongue. Emma opens up her closet to discover the drawing has taken form in the physical world, and smacked Sister Anne Marie is seen holding a child's doll tightly in her hands. Judith simply snaps out of it. Benjamin's mom injected him with an EpiPen of sorts to stop the swelling. Emma, however, while running away from the Invenuche, jumps out of the window of her apartment and falls to her death. The doll that Sister Anne Marie was holding is seen on the next page with his head twisted around and disconnected from the rest of its body. The final page shows a distant Swamp Thing sitting with Abby. While Abby is discussing possible honeymoon locations with him, Swamp Thing is only able to mutter one thought out loud: Rosewood. Constantine will return in Saga of the Swamp Thing issue 38, Stillwaters. The final cigarette count, if you are wondering, is 5. However, for Constantine, he only smoked 4. So if you guessed 4 on the last week's survey, then you may congratulate yourself. Unfortunately, no prizes are given out at this time because I am broke. As always, thank you for listening to John Constantine, Hellblazer Tales.